Evening Under Lamplight on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Here is a special announcement. Today is Tuesday, and not, as is announced in today's Sunday Telegraph, Friday. And now, a repeat of last Thursday's performance of Monday Night is Music Night.
Welcome here to Evening Under Lamplight with me, Robert Louis Abrahamson, coming to you from the elegant Guider Street Studios of Cambridge 105 Radio. I don't think I've ever done an Evening Under Lamplight on Valentine's Day, so this is a rare opportunity here. And since I've done so much talking over the past few shows, I thought I'd shift the pace this evening and offer us a selection of love songs from my collection, with a few comments on each to help us attend to them. And if it works out right, we should at some point get in touch also with the other significant event today, Ash Wednesday. St. Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday. Can they come together? We'll see. Meanwhile, of course, you are invited to attend. Now, last time, we seemed to work our way around to Dylan's song Love Minus Zero No Limit, about a deep kind of love, a love that speaks in silence, a love that is not making judgments against some lofty ideal and not trying to force anyone or anything with violence. Her silence is her core, her guarantee. She doesn't have to say she's faithful, but I know that she's true, like ice, like fire. Some people bring roses to their lovers. A nice gesture, after all, and who doesn't like roses or even chocolate roses? And some people keep making promises, by the hour, no less. I'll always love you, my dear. But my love doesn't need to be given flowers. She herself is the flower, and she laughs like flowers. And being beyond all these gifts and promises, she's beyond Valentine's Day commonplaces. Valentines can't buy her. So is she the one to lead off our evening here together? She who is above Valentine radio shows and all such things? We played the original album version on the last show. Let's hear a different version, this one from the 1975 Rolling Thunder Review Tour. Just Bob and his guitar. He seems a little breathless, but also very intimate, sliding along with the exaggerated final S's.
Without ideals or violence, doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true like ice, like fire. People carry roses, make promises by the hour. My love, she laughs like the flowers, Valentine's can't buy her. Stores and bus stations, people talk over situations. dates, read books and repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future, my love, she speaks softly, knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all. Cloak and dagger dangle, meadows light the candles, in ceremonies of the horsemen, even a pawn must hold a grudge. Statues made of matchsticks crumble into one another, my love winks, she doesn't bother, she knows too much to argue or to judge. Bridge at midnight trembles, the country doctor rambles, banker's nieces seek perfection, expecting all the gifts that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer, the night blows cold and rainy, my love sees like some raven at my window with a broom.
She knows too much to argue or to judge. And let's hope she inspires him to do the same. Love minus zero, no limit. That is, love minus zero slash no limit. A love song with love, with nothing taken away. Love minus zero, nothing taken away. And with no limit. Before performing the song in Manchester in 1965, Dylan told the audience, the name of this song is a fraction. Love minus zero is on the top, and underneath is no limit. I made the title before I made the song. Well, yes, we can play with that, turning the title into a numeric statement. Love, at least in tennis, is zero, and so we have zero minus zero, which equals, of course, zero. Or we might say it is love with nothing taken away. And this is divided by no limit, which means, on the one hand, there is nothing coming in to limit this love. No games, no role-playing, no boundaries. But also, mathematically at least, we can say that no limit means infinity. So the fraction could read zero divided by infinity. And you know what? That's an impossible fraction in mathematics. How can you possibly divide something by everything beyond number? It's nonsense, and so it is. Her love goes beyond formulation, as real love always does. When all the talking and formulating are gone, we're just left with nothing, with silence. And that's where his lover speaks. If it's not a paradox, it can't really be universally true. Can we attain to such a silent lover ourselves? Are we cool and grounded enough to accept such a love from someone else? Are we brave and vulnerable enough to come on a windy, cold, rainy night like tonight, knocking at our lover's window like a raven with a broken wing? Are these our Valentine's Day questions this evening? Okay, with this song in mind, let's look at other songs appropriate or sort of appropriate for tonight. Let's trace a little story from first meeting to Well, we'll see what it all leads to. So the first meeting. Why not let Paul McCartney take us there as he rejoices in this face he's just seen, unlike anyone else he's ever met. Falling, I keep falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way, and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. La-da-da-da-da. Falling, yes, I am falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone, and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. Da-da-da-da-da. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I've just seen her face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me, and I want all the world to see we've met. Da-da-da. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Oh, falling, yes, I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
That was the Beatles, I've Just Seen a Face. The song was the exciting opening to the American Rubber Soul album, but on the British Help album it was buried near the end. But here it is, fresh and sparkly. And here's another song about a first meeting, Dr. Hook's Sharing the Night Together. It's a little less upbeat and joyful. It comes out of what appears to be a deep loneliness, a deep need for someone else, and reaching out in a kind of compassionate sympathy to someone else who also is looking kind of lonely. Would you like someone new to talk to? He asks. I'm feeling kind of lonely too. If you don't mind, can I sit down here beside you? Yes, it sounds like a good pickup line, but listen to the voice. Either he's a really good con artist, or he means it. And he seems respectful, too. If I seem to come on too strong, he tells her, I hope that you will understand. I say these things 'cause I'd like to know if you're as lonely as I am, and if you mind sharing the night together. That seems rather a quick jump, but that's the kind of loneliness we're talking about here. But it feels very delicate. There's no talk about how sexy she is or how attracted he is. It's all about helping each other's loneliness. We could bring in the morning girl if you want to go that far. And if you don't want to go that far, that's okay too. He's not desperate. He would just like to get to know you better. Is there a place where we can go, where we can be alone together and turn the lights down low and start sharing the night together? There's none of this, I want you, I need you, no kind of objectifying her, just sharing. I think that's very touching, and I hope you do too. And of course, we have Dennis LeCourier's voice to carry us through this.
Girl, would you like someone new to talk to? Oh yeah, alright. I'm feeling kind
kinda lonely too, if you don't mind. Can I sit down here beside you? Oh yeah, alright. If I seem to come on too strong, I hope that you will understand. I say these things cause I'd like to know if you're as lonely as I am, and if you'd mind sharing the night together. Ooh, yeah, sharing the night together. Ooh, yeah, sharing the night. We could bring in the morning, girl, if you wanna go that far. And if tomorrow finds us together right here, the way we are, would you mind sharing the night together? Ooh, yeah, sharing the night together. Ooh, yeah, sharing the night. Would you like to dance with me and hold me? You know I wanna be holding you. Oh yeah, alright. Cause I like feeling like I do, and I see in your eyes that you're liking it, I'm liking it too. Oh yeah, alright. Like to get to know you better. Is there a place where we can go, where we can be alone together? Turn the lights down low and start sharing the night together. Ooh, yeah, sharing the night together. Ooh, yeah, sharing the night together.
Dr. Hook, sharing the night together in a very elaborate production number. We'll get a little more earthy next. This song goes one step further. The Beatles wanted all the world to see that they've just met, and Dr. Hook seemed to imply that, if she prefers, they could just spend the night chastely together, just warding off loneliness. But now here comes Earl Brown and Hot Chocolate, who want all the world to see that they've just spent a wonderful night together in bed. It could be a seedy song, but in fact, it's full of an uncontained and even innocent spirit, a spirit of wonder. Where did you come from, baby? And the contrast between life before her and life now. Yesterday I was one of the lonely people. Now you're lying close to me, making love to me. It's one of those songs you recognize from the very first beat. The rhythm threatens to overwhelm everything else in this elaborate performance. But that's the point, isn't it?
Sex a thing, you. I believe in miracles.
Let's just fade it out of there. It goes on and on to the ending. It's sextasy, he says. Or it's ecstasy. It's sextasy. And that was Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing, seeing her appearance in his life as a miracle, giving life to his lonely, needy life. Or if not a miracle, at least heaven sent, as the Elgins sang, another lonely person finding heaven in her beloved's arms. The lead singer is billed as Sandra Mallett, but as you'll hear, the lead is really given to the bass line. That was the way down in Motown in the 60s. In the morning when I awake, there's a smile upon my face. You touched my heart with gladness, wiped away all my sadness. That's sweet, isn't it? yes, of course. Even though awake and face create a jarring near rhyme and gladness and sadness is a cliché rhyme. But of course it's just a Motown song and not a very profound Motown song. How can I bring critical judgments into it? Except insofar as I'm attending to how the song strikes me as I attend to it. Motown, the sound of young America, that was their slogan, and I think the subtext was that they were the first black music company to cross over and draw in a large white audience. And speaking of audience, you are now taking on the role of audience to this week's Evening Under Lamplight with me, Robert Louis Abrahamson, on Cambridge 105 Radio, as we pick up a Valentine's theme to examine who buys into Valentine's and who it might be whom Valentine's can't buy.
When the day comes to an end, he invites you to attend Evening Under Lamplight. It's Cambridge 105 Radio.
Thank you. And also, yes, here comes that wonderful person into your life, transforming your loneliness into heaven-sent joy. But does this last? Even heaven-sent gifts can fade or go sour if, that is, we come to them in the wrong spirit, in particular if we start treating our lover as a possession, as someone to control for our own needs. This is the path towards treating another person as an object meant for our use. Here's a particularly nasty song about a possessive, controlling lover. Or wait, let's not call him a lover, but some kind of strutting, macho monster.
Say, it's all right.
The squirmy dog who's just had her day? The way she does just what she's told, it's down to me. Her eyes are just kept to herself under my thumb while I can still look at someone else. It's down to me. Mick Jagger defended the song, sort of, saying it's a bit of a jokey number, really. It's not really an anti-feminist song any more than any of the others. Uh-huh. Yes, he says, it's a caricature, and it's in reply to a girl who was a very pushy woman. Okay, then. Happy Valentine's Day, Rolling Stones. Or another way to control your lover, you can put a spell on her or him. Have we ever played Nina Simone on the show before? I don't know, but here she is now. I put a spell on you.
Put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. Do, 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 do. You better stop the things you do. Can't stand it. You're running around. You know better, Daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you. Because you're
put a spell on you because you're mine. That old possessiveness. But even so, people can break the spell and stray or be lured away by someone else's spell, perhaps. There are apparently a lot of Jolene's around who want to take someone else's lover just because they can. Power play of a slightly different sort.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Dolly Parton, of course, and Jolene, moving us around the music genres here a little. But we'll go back to soul again, back to Motown, for a less vulnerable, more assertive kind of possessiveness. Instead of pleading like Dolly Parton, Wanda Young and the other Marvelettes sound more threatening. Even though he's the guy who put tears in my eyes 1,000 times or more, every time he would apologize, I loved him more than before. Maybe this isn't possessiveness after all, but genuine togetherness. Bill's got me and I've got him, a kind of shared possessiveness, we might say, in spite of all those tears in her eyes. And by now you'll recognize Smokey Robinson with the twists of words and internal rhymes. Though I tell myself he wants no one else, 'cause he keeps coming back to me, now I'm in no position to want competition. I want to be sure as can be. And of course, we have the usual heavy bass backup from the Funk Brothers.
To want competition, I want to
Yes, the crackly sound of a genuine 1965 Motown LP. Okay, now the other way around. Here's a married guy messing around with someone else's wife, someone kept anonymously as just Mrs. Jones. He's hiding her identity in case we know her husband and tell him about this secret affair. Though the affair, we have a thing going on, seems to consist of nothing more than meeting every day at 6:30 in the same cafe, sitting in a secluded corner, listening to their favorite songs, holding hands, making plans. We both know it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. The song takes us away from Motown, and I'm pleased to say over to my hometown for the sound of Philadelphia. Here's Billy Paul's Me and Mrs. Jones. Such a smooth jazz rendition with something a little uneasy about the music, a little edgy. It's a song about sneaking around, after all, and of frustrated love. The song just begs you to enter in with your heart. See what I mean?
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays our favorite song. Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligations, and so do I. Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now.
before. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way and I'll go mine. Tomorrow Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones. Got a thing going on. We gotta be extra careful. We can't afford to build our hopes up too high. I wanna meet and talk with you at the same place, the same cafe, the same time. And we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over, talk it over. We know, they know, and you know and I know that it was wrong. But I'm making it strong. We gotta let them know now that we got a thing going on.
And then here are the Temptations with the same thing from Mr. Jones's point of view.
Someone else controls your very soul. I fool myself long as I can feel the presence of another man. It's there when you speak my name. It's just not the same. Ooh, baby, I'm losing you. It's in the air. It's everywhere. Ooh, baby, I'm losing. Reflection of a face I see. I'm hurt, downhearted, and worried, girl. Cause that face doesn't belong to me.
That was the Temptations, open brackets, I know, close brackets, I'm losing you. From what I always think is Motown's finest album, The Temptations, with a lot of soul. A lot of soul. But we can't leave it like this. There's always the turning around, the admission of wrongdoing, and the asking for forgiveness. This is technically known as metanoia, or repentance. We don't deny what we did wrong. We admit our weakness and our intention to do better and our desire to continue the relationship. And here is where we can, now at the end of the show, make our connection to the other occasion of this evening, Ash Wednesday. It's what Ash Wednesday is all about. We acknowledge that we've done wrong. We acknowledge our weakness. Dust thou art, and to dust returnest. But we ask our lover, here the divine lover, not to give up on us. And who better to close out with than the Reverend Solomon Burke? Don't give up on me. Another really moving song, a wonderful climax to the show with another wonderful voice. Valentines can't buy here, but that's okay. We're not talking about buying and selling. We're talking about giving and receiving.
If I fall short, if I don't make the grade, if your expectations aren't met in me today, there's always tomorrow or tomorrow night hanging there, baby. Sooner or later, I know I'll get it right. Please don't give up on me. Oh, please don't give up on me. I know it's late, late in the game, but my feelings, my true feelings, haven't changed. Here in my heart, up on me.
Solomon Burke, don't give up on me. And don't give up on me either. It's the end of this evening's Evening Under Lamplight. But be sure to come back in a fortnight for our next meeting here on Cambridge 105 Radio. Maybe we'll talk about games. Send me your thoughts about games at lamplight@cambridge105.co.uk. And don't forget about the archives at momentsunderlamplight.co.uk under the Evening Under Lamplight link. All the old shows, absolutely free, as they say. Now, I'm Robert Louis Abrahamson, wishing you good night.